And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making it cool to be a conservative as we save the world one soundbite at a time. All right, we're going to get into the next part of the Triple Dipper. And by the way, coming up top of the hour, don't forget Grand Council with Dale Jackson and Jeff Poore. By the way, I tweeted out a little while ago the thing about Tuberville, just to back you up on that in case you didn't hear. So Senator Tuberville, I think he's just won a major coup. He just proved that it can be done. All this talk about how we can't have good military readiness because Tuberville's standing in the way. He's destroying our military readiness. No, he wasn't. He was saying, get it done the normal way, but I'm not going to give you a pass. That's what he was saying. He even said, bring them up. I'll vote for them too. If they're good people, I'll vote for them. Well, he just called Schumer's bluff. He had enough votes to go around Schumer and was going to bring up some confirmations on his own to prove it could be done. So what did Schumer do? He panicked. And I just tweeted out a little while ago that Schumer just learned why Tuberville used to be called the Riverboat Gambler. And that text is picking up steam. That tweet is picking up steam right now on my Twitter feed. You can find me at Sen Phil Williams. That's at S-E-N Phil Williams. Just follow me on social media. Next part of the Dipper. Boomer, you've heard of range anxiety. We've talked about it before.
Plenty of times.
Did you know it's part of a broader issue?
Oh, of course it is.
Of course it is.
Racism?
Well, there's always that.
There's always that. Yeah. It's always reversed back to that.
I'm sorry, I forgot the overarching issue of racism. Yeah. This is merely a subcategory. No, I was going to say, I was going to say climate anxiety is a thing. Did you know that?
Climate anxiety?
Yes. Oh. Y'all are a young family. It's a good thing you went ahead and had your kids because apparently most people now at your age or younger are not having kids because they're worried about the world. They're having climate anxiety.
Really?
You didn't know that?
Nope.
Don't y'all talk about icebergs at the house?
No.
Okay. I thought sure y'all talked about things like polar ice caps and, you know, and rising sea waters and crazy storms. And
Only in December.
Oh.
So we haven't got to that month this year.
I bring this up because townhall.com has a piece called Kamala Harris's Climate Anxiety Remarks Concerning Young Adults Have to Be a Joke. Piece that came out yesterday, September 20th, says, you know how everything is racist to liberals? There you go. See. Says, you know how everything is racist to liberals? Well, now every societal shift, seismic to mundane, is due to attitudes on climate change. Kamala Harris was speaking in Berks County, Pennsylvania. She declared that young people are doubting the sense of having kids and buying homes because of global warming concerns. It's scary. It's scary out there because of things like, you know, climate. Vice President Harris argued Tuesday that young people are experiencing climate anxiety, causing them to rethink their major future plans, like even having a family. Whew. This is scary stuff, man. This is big doings. I mean, I don't want to impede the progress of the young people out there, but I'm just letting you know, this is bunk. That's what I'm letting you know. I'm just letting you know. At the latest stop in her national college tour, the Fight for Freedom tour is called, Harris told an audience at the Reading Area Community College in Berks County, Pennsylvania, that Biden-Harris ticket saw a record turnout of young voters during the 2020 election, inspiring the administration's initiative towards student loan forgiveness. Hint, hint, we bought your vote. Hint, hint. Which recently hit a roadblock in court, by the way. And she says this, quote, because young people said, we're not leaving it to other people to decide how we're dealing with the climate crisis. You know, I've heard young leaders talk with me about a term they've coined climate anxiety, which is fear of the future and the unknown of whether it makes sense for you to even think about having children, whether it makes sense for you to think about aspiring to buy a home, because what will this climate be? All right, let me just step in and let me just say this to all y'all. If you're thinking about not having kids or you're thinking about not buying a house, don't let it be because of the climate. That's got nothing to do with it.
I think she misunderstood.
You think?
I bet it's more so because of all their crazy policies that they've put in place and the way the world is going these days that people are trying to be like, do I really actually want to start having kids and raise a family in this society these days?
Did you read my notes?
No. Is that really what it's next?
That's exactly what the author of the article kind of comes down to. Because no, it's not. It's because, if anything, if they're holding out at all, which they're not, it's because life is crazy right now. The economy's rough. You know, it's people worried about having a job because of the economy. It's people wonder about what to do with childcare because you're telling them they got to go home. You know, the kids are getting locked out of schools during COVID. And it's things that are coming down because of policies, like you just said. Dang, Boom. Take over. I'm going to head out for a while. But we're in this thing called the climate cult. That's number two on the triple dipper. And that's what it is, y'all. It's a cult. So when the climate change cult gets active, what does it mean they do? Well, a cult, by its very nature, is a irrational group of people that blindly follow something that doesn't really make sense, but they will do things they would not ordinarily do because that's what the cult requires. I just said all that from scratch, but I think it's true. When you have that cult mentality, you have been programmed. That's why when they used to hear about these things like rescuing people from cults, and they have to go through deprogramming, they basically have to get all the messages that have been pounded into their head unwound so they can think clearly on their own, because they no longer think for themselves when they're in the cult mentality. Well, the climate cult that we're in right now is just that. Like, here's one for you. Daily Caller has an article. A top Biden official. Now, I'm going to quiz you, Boomer. If I read half of this title of this article to you.
Right.
I want you to tell me if you think it's going a good direction or a bad direction. Okay. Top Biden energy official says it's...
Bad direction.
Hang
you
on.
Top, oh,
okay.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I wasn't there
you said
yet.
Biden. I was on
oh, Lord. Wait for it. I'll give you the sign. Top Biden energy official says it's unsustainable to replace gas cars with EVs.
Bad.
You're cheating. It's a Biden official, so it was already a fix.
That's what I was thinking.
If I had just said energy official says it's unsustainable to replace gas cars with EVs.
I would have said good.
Okay.
But I heard Biden.
You heard
so
Biden.
So I said bad.
I poisoned the pill. Okay. You poisoned the well. Okay.
But it sounds good.
Let me read the rest of it to you.
Okay.
The rest of the headline was, okay, so top Biden energy official says it's unsustainable to replace gas cars with EVs and suggests ways to decrease driving.
Wow, they really took a turn in that, didn't they?
And they went down the road of even suggesting that it might be what said was, quote, new ownership models of who's allowed to have cars.
What?
I kid you not.
No.
A top official in the Department of Energy tweeted out on Monday that it would not be sustainable to replace all gas-powered cars with electric vehicles. Huh. Replacing all the vehicles in the world with EVs is not sustainable, said DOE Loan Program Director Yiger Shaw. He suggested that, quote, broader changes to American urban planning and transportation preferences to shift away from reliances on driving could be necessary to reach climate sustainability targets.
What?
There is so much to break down in this.
There's so much to break down.
I'm pretty sure he left work, got in his car, and drove home. But nonetheless, he says, we need to invest in micro-mobility, new ownership models, better urban planning models, and other improvements. He later linked to an article about alternatives to driving cars in urban environments. Okay, I'll tell you what. This article ain't going away. We're going to talk about this one more when I get back, because I really got into it during the last break, and I'm like, good Lord, this is like Big Brother right here in a big, big way.
Yeah.
You need to work on your micro-mobility, bud. I'm just saying. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one, Alabama. And I mean to say, we send our signal like, whoo, way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right. Well, hey, listen, I tell you what, I got a caller on line one. Is that Allie? Allie from Athens is on line one. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, I am doing well, and I'm coming in hot on Ancient of Days Airline.
Okay.
My point is this. I can tell you from back in radical days a half a century ago that there is absolutely no new material here.
Nothing point new under point. The sun.
No, sir. So nailed it. But seriously, I usually start laughing. In fact, the night that Pastor Jeremiah Wright, I use the word pastor advisedly, started in with Sean Hannity, I was sitting in an MWR tent in Baghdad, and he started in on liberation theology. And I said out loud to whomever was not listening, dude, you need some new material. We did this once, and that is what I'm saying again today. You need some new material, and it's always the same point. That population bomb back then was written by Paul Ehrlich and has been completely disproven. So what are we doing? We're coming around again. Environmental stuff is this, I find, greatly ironic. In 1968, 1970, around there in Seattle, there was a councilman by the name of Tim Hill, who swore off automobiles all the way around.
Yeah.
And he rode a bicycle. And that was his claim to fame, and that was his ivory tower, and that was his moral high ground. And so you kind of know that when they started pushing electric vehicles, I just started laughing because the push back then was don't do anything electric. So now we've got to do everything electric in order to sustain and save the planet. So it's madness. The emperor not only has no new clothes, he probably needs a toupee. I mean, it's just nuts. And if anybody ever needs to know what it's like to think that way, just call me. But here's the thing. Here's the upside. It was in that time that the Jesus People Revolution happened. And what was a lot of what drove us to the Lord? It was fear. We were afraid that we were going to hell in a handbasket like yesterday. And so it was fear. And I don't like motivating people by fear, but when it comes to the gospel, man, if that's what gets you there, well, then you can get the rest straightened out later, you know?
Yep, absolutely. Great point, Allie. Nothing new under the sun. That's scriptural, too. And you're right. The preaching of fear is usually always the desire to gain control over the people who are then in fear.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Great point. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you, as always.
You're welcome, sir.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Allie from Athens. I got a few texts. I'll grab those real quick, too, while I'm taking commentary. Raven from Russellville says, the climate changes an average of 4 times a year. For our liberal friends, it's called seasons, all caps. Thank you. Raven from Russellville. TL sends me something. What is it? It's a something he looked up. Hang on a second. I can't tell what it says. CC Now collaborates with journalists and newsrooms to produce more informed, urgent climate stories to make climate a part of every beat in the newsroom. From politics, oh, what he's doing is telling me there are sources out there that this is what they do, is they just literally gin up stuff to try and keep the mantra going. Jennifer from Athens says, they can't have kids because most don't even know what gender they are nowadays. Not most. No, we're not going. I'm not going with the most, Jennifer. It's like the 0.01%. But nonetheless, the way you hear about them, it feels like the most. Steve from Huntsville. Do we need these people having kids? I think it's time the me culture, and it's an easy excuse for not growing up and having children. All three of our kids were surprised, but we were doing marital activities that ended up with a new tax deduction. There you go. So going back to that article that I had right before the break, where did they go? Top Biden official story on, if you want to see it, by the way, all these stories, if you want to find this one, I got it off of Daily Caller. But Boomer puts up all the resources so you can get them every day. When you hear me rattling paper, there's a story with a link on the website. So you can go to rightsideradio.org. Go to rightsideradio.org. Go to the live stream page where right now the live stream video is playing of right here inside the studio. And right above the image of the video, you'll see a button that says resources. Click on it, and the links to every story that we're talking about or paper that I'm rattling is on there. So this one literally says that a DOE, Department of Energy official, recently said the inside words outside. Oh, I can't help but wonder, did anyone call his office and go, please come and see the boss, she would like to talk to you? Because he just flat out there, got out there and said, you know, it's not sustainable that we're going to ever be able to replace all gas-powered cars with electric vehicles. But then he went down a whole different road. When I first saw the headline, I thought, oh, this is interesting. Oh, this is very interesting, but for all the wrong reasons. He went on to say, what we need to do is commit to broader changes to American urban planning. What is that? They call them 15-minute communities, where nothing in your community is more than 15 minutes away. So you can just walk everywhere. What does that mean? That means you're also pigeonholed into certain places. That the mobility of our current society then becomes, you know, excess. You don't need it anymore. This is why when you see the mayor of Chicago wanting to put a city-owned grocery store into a neighborhood so that no one is more than half mile away from a grocery store, it's because they don't want mobility. For some reason, mobility equates to freedom in the eyes of a liberal, but I guess it really does. And that in some way means that they can't control you as much. If you can get up from California and leave their draconian policies, they lose. If you can't leave, they can do whatever they want. This Department of Energy official went on to say, we need to invest in micro-mobility. Boomer, would you mind Googling the words micro-mobility and see what in God's name comes? What does that even mean? We need to invest in micro-mobility, new ownership models, what the heck, meaning basically who's allowed to have a vehicle, better urban planning models, there's your 15-minute communities, and other improvements. He later linked to an article about alternatives to driving cars in all urban environments when corresponding with followers who applied to him. What do you got, Boone?
All right. Micro-mobility refers to a range of small, lightweight vehicles operating at speeds typically below 15 miles an hour and driven by users personally. Devices include bicycles, e-bikes, electric scooters, electric skateboards, shared bicycle fleets, and electric pedaled assisted bicycles.
How about golf carts?
Maybe. It doesn't say, but no, that's more than one person.
Oh.
It says
single person. Well, that's ridiculous. If I want to take the grandkids for ice cream, what am I going to do? Load them up on the
bike?
Users
personally is what it said. But I mean, I guess it could be golf carts.
These people are so out of control. It says Shaw, that's the person's name, Yiger Shaw. Yiger Shaw went on to appear to suggest that vehicle electrification is not the answer to permanently increasing sustainability of driving, but instead that reducing societal dependence on personal driving is more directly achieve sustainability targets. Points out in the article, new car prices have spiked about 25% in Biden's term. 25%. And they're likely to continue increasing as the administration's proposed automobile efficiency standards drive up the prices for manufacturers. Listen, this is the climate cult. So I'm talking about climate cult right now. I'm talking about the fact that they will say stuff and do stuff that makes no sense whatsoever. You can look at it and go, look, the average person looks at that and goes, micro-mobility, new ownership models. How about you stay in your lane, bureaucrat? How about just freaking no? Is that okay? We're going to look at you and go, no, and stay out of my garage while you're at it. Just stay out of my garage. Because I don't know about you, but one of my passions in life, I plan to get back. I don't have one now. I sold my 68 Mustang years ago, but I had that baby hopped up and it was my cruiser. And I'm intent on getting back to a classic car. Got a family member who has a beautiful reproduction 64 AC Cobra with a 351 in it, and it is fine as frog's hair. But I'm going there. And by the way, it's going to be gas powered. It's going to be loud. And if it seats less than two people or just two people, it's only because of my choice, not because you said so. Yeah, Boomer's just laughing. You can tell when the cult is getting like out of hand. So the war in Ukraine, I'm not for Russia, man. I want Russia to get spanked. I'm loving the fact that Ukraine is beating them. I'm really getting tired of the fact that we have an open checkbook with no plan, none whatsoever. No plan. We don't have any conditions. We just say, we're in it for the long haul. What does that mean? I don't know. Well, Zelensky's figured out that it's getting a little scary for people to keep writing these checks. So he's on board. He's jumped on with the climate change mantra. Yeah, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in New York yesterday speaking to the United Nations General Assembly, and he decided to lecture us all about climate change. The dude's at war right now. Story here on the Daily Wire, Dateline yesterday. I find this to be interesting, but apparently the climate cult has gotten to the point that if you are a president at war, that the things you need to talk about are not the fact that you are at war. You need to talk about stuff like climate change, because the people in the climate cult, that's what they want to hear. And the climate cult writes the checks, apparently. So Volodymyr Zelensky got up there and says, quote, even though humanity is failing on its climate policy objectives, this means that extreme weather will still impact normal global life, and some evil state will also weaponize its outcomes. And when people in the streets of New York and other cities of the world went out on climate protest, and when people in Morocco and Libya, like other countries, die as a result of natural disasters, and when islands and countries disappear underwater, and when tornadoes and deserts are spreading into new territories, when all this is happening, a natural disaster in Moscow decided to launch a big war and kill tens of thousands of people, we have to stop it. What? Come on, dude, you just lost me. I was friendly to the cause until old boy decided to go to the United Nations and preach to us about climate change. Article finishes up by saying, apparently it's smart financially for Zelensky to signal that he's down with the cause. Old boy's down with the cause. Hey, he's on board. He's one of us. Write the check. You know what I'm saying? Write the check. All right, listen, we got to take a break right now. We'll take the break. We'll come right back. Phones are ringing. Text lines are open. 833-687-4448. We're talking about the climate cult. And then top of the hour, Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Held on during the break, so let me honor his time. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy? Did we lose him? Brian. Calling Brian. We there? Brian. We lost him. All right, we'll get him back on. I got several text messages that I'll jump over to real quick. Let's see what we got here. Bert from Owens Crossroads says, since when the Earth was formed, has it not been changing climates? I would agree. Gary from Decatur says, communism. That's what we're looking at right there. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, remember the commies had to put up the Berlin Wall not to keep people out but to keep people in. How long is it going to be before we have the Chicago Wall? Which I'm actually not opposed to that, by the way. That's where all the idiots are. Jeff from Indiana. Mark from Red Bay says, I agree with the lady that said these people shouldn't have kids. And stupid people have kids, we get more stupid people. You're assuming it's a generational curse. I'm hoping it's not genetic. I'm going to believe it's mostly self-inflicted, man. Raven from Russell again says, does it seem to anyone besides me that the roots of the Tree of Liberty are getting awfully dry? Time to water them, man. Roughly Ann from Huntsville says, I'm praying for the people, but get out of my purse. So, nice. And then John from Huntsville just sent me something. What did he send me? This is one of our other. Oh wait, it is our John from Huntsville. Okay, he sent me something that says, there's issues in Ukraine, John. I agree. So back in this thing about the climate cult. I mean, the very idea that it's gotten so bad that the president of the country who's at war with Russia travels to New York City to go to the United Nations General Assembly, where he can appeal to the world to intervene and to press on Russia. And he did some of that. He did. But he uses it as a stage to call for questions related to climate change to be addressed. I mean, that's when you know that the climate cult has got people in the highest possible positions. And we're seeing certain evidences of things the climate cult does that just don't make no sense. For instance, did you know that just in the last few weeks, story here on the AP, Biden administration cancels remaining oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic Refuge? By the way, these are not like people were proposing them. These were leaseholds that were available, and they've canceled them. Says an aggressive move that angered Republicans, the Biden administration canceled the 7 remaining oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic Natural Wildlife Refuge, the ANWR. This is just a couple weeks ago. The Department of the Interior's scrapping of the leases comes after the Biden administration disappointed environmental groups earlier this year by approving a project to bring up 180,000 barrels of oil a day in Alaska. All right, so they're back and forth. They wait to see who screams the most. And then you got the fact that one that affects Alabama. Story here in May of last year, but it's been ticking along ever since. Biden cancels offshore oil lease sales in the Gulf Coast and in Alaska. So he was canceling them in Alaska last year. He canceled the last of them in Alaska this year. Last year, he canceled what happens in the Gulf. And folks, listen, I've said it before, but a lot of folks don't realize the state of Alabama makes a great deal of money from offshore oil and gas exploration because people have to pay royalties when they're inside of our state waters. Something that a friend of mine, the former Congressman Jim Martin, helped set up years ago. And it funds what we call our rainy day trust fund. We have money that flows in from these offshore oil and gas royalties. And when the Biden administration cancels those leases, you potentially are seeing a loss of revenue to the state of Alabama. Oh, but don't worry. They're going to come back and they're going to make auctions of leases for wind farms in the Gulf of Mexico to replace them. Story here on the New York Times, dated about 2 weeks ago. The first auction of leases for wind farms in the Gulf of Mexico, which the Biden administration had heralded as part of its effort to expand clean energy, ended on Tuesday with only one of the tracts sold. And it sold for a lot less than they thought it would. And it went for next to nothing. $5.6 million. And nobody even bid on the others. In fact, I think they only had like 3 bidders total. That's it. Because everybody recognizes this is not going to be sustainable. And so the Biden administration, left with egg on its face, doesn't know what to do with this because they have a target of getting oil and gas shut down and so-called sustainable renewables energy solutions out there. And I get it. You know what? Here's the deal. Go for all of the above. Drill, baby, drill. And then do some wind and solar. Make it all work. And then, by the way, how about nuclear? And let's get our grid back up and sustainable because it is sustainable, not just because you labeled it sustainable. The climate cult is obviously in charge right now. And the climate cult is making decisions that have no bearing on reality. And people are sitting in there making decisions like, maybe we should re-examine who's allowed to buy vehicles. Maybe we should redesign urban renewal zones. And maybe, maybe, just maybe, we'll all save the world. And Zelensky can go back and win his war because we dealt with the climate crisis. God Almighty. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming right back. It's the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.